Good morning, and thank you very much for the opportunity to bring greetings on behalf of the 42,000 members of the Hospital Employees Union. I'd like to begin by offering congratulations to Mabel Tung, Andy Weeb, and Len Rose, who are acclaimed for another term on your Executive Council. And also to Gail Dutte as your Executive Director of Operations. At HEU, we've just filled our senior administrator job. Last week, our executive hired Sister Judy Darcy, who is the national president of the Canadian Union of Public Employees for a dozen years. And we're really excited to have somebody as knowledgeable and vibrant as Judy. I'm confident that HEU has turned the corner after the hardest 3 years we've had in our 61-year history. We were subjected to Bill 29 that broke our 2001 to 2004 collective agreement. And a lot of people forget that that contract was ratified by the employers by 92%. That was not something that was given to us. Contracts are never given to any of us. And it's really interesting because in a meeting we had a couple months ago with Louise Simard, the head of HEABC, she made the outrageous statement that HEABC is non-political. Quite amazing. And we have Bill 37, which led to the ending of our job action in April and May. And you know, Bill 37 is going to create massive recruitment and retention problems in many positions we represent. Licensed practical nurses, biomedical electronics techs, cardio techs, information systems people, unit clerks, coordinators, trades, clerical, people you work with very closely every day. And combined with the pressures from the impending Olympics, there's going to be a huge drain on resources. And what Bill 37 has done has put morale and health care just at the lowest levels I've ever seen. People are incredibly depressed. They're providing tremendous service, but huge personal hardship. And the 37.5-hour work week that was imposed on our members by Bill 37 has been done by far too many employers in a very arbitrary manner, not having any regard at all, no consultation, no regard for the personal impact. And those are the people that retain jobs, and we lost over 8,000 members as a result of Bill 37. We've been faced with legal interference and collaboration by employers with one IWA local, Local 13567. And that's, we've had to fight that off, and we now have over 2,000 more members that we've signed up from the contractors. So we fought off those legal challenges. We also have two forest companies suing us. Interesting, one of them is Norske, and the head of the coastal region used to work for Norske, so that's rather interesting. And they want about $1.5 million because of our political protest that followed Bill 37. And I don't know if you heard Michael Smith last night, but we have the Canadian Taxpayers Association saying that it was because of our strike, that's why surgeries are canceled. There's no other reasons in this province for waitlists and surgeries being canceled. So they've solicited half a dozen people to file suits, and the more you delve into it, the more you see that the Canadian Taxpayers Association is nothing more than a liberal front. So it's been a very, very long haul. But I'll tell you, sisters and brothers, they didn't crush HEU as Ron Love said they would, because it's made us stronger. You know, and today it's us and the BC Teachers Federation, but tomorrow they're going to turn their guns on you. Make no mistake about that. And you know the old saying, if they fool you once, shame on you. Shame on them. If they fool you twice, shame on you. And so it's very important that we learn from those lessons. And I want to thank BCNU members for your tremendous support throughout our job action in April, May, and your executive council for the $5,000 they sent us to help with the $150,000 fine imposed by the BC courts. And that's the highest fine ever imposed on any union. And so that help was very important. And the government originally set out to eliminate 28,000 of our members. Well, they haven't achieved that because we all fight together as a community. We've bolstered our organizing staff. We continue to organize Aramark, Sodexo, Compass, and the other contractors. And you know, and these members, these new members add incredible vibrancy to our union because, you know, they remember why you need a union. Wages that are $19 are now about $9.50 with virtually no benefits. These people have been intimidated, threatened, and overworked. And what they want is what we all want, to be able to work with respect and dignity. That's all working people want, to be valued for the work that we do. We know from the United Kingdom and other jurisdictions where contracted services are now being brought back in, that they will that things will likely get far worse before they get better. Individual BC Nurses Union members have been very courageous in speaking out about the problems that you see. Our two unions collaborated on a report called Falling Standards, Rising Risks, Issues of Hospital Cleanliness with Contracting Out, about the infection control procedures at St. Paul's. And we've worked hard to get information out about the importance of proper staffing. We have huge workloads, and in many categories, for both of our unions, we are being pressured to work unlimited amounts of overtime. You know, frontline care workers not only have to be part of the solution, we have to be part of designing the solution. Because the system needs more nurses, and it needs lots of other people. Infection control procedures, patient care needs, those have to be addressed. And you know, some of it's hitting the front pages. And you've seen the latest knee-jerk reaction. You know, Bob Smith's been fired for the second time, and I guess we can ask for a $323,000 severance package for all of us every time they play these shenanigans, because he was fired many years ago at Lionsgate. And he got another $330,000 at Lionsgate. He moved to Nova Scotia, and they spent $50,000 in moving fees to bring him back and then fire him again. But, you know, it's nice work if you can get it. But don't let them pull the wool over your eyes by scapegoating Bob Smith, and I'm not a fan of his. But he was hired to implement the faulty agenda of privatization. He was specifically recruited for that. He just supplemented it. Free days at the P&E, extravagant board dinners. And sort of the coup d'etat was when he walked out of a huge public meeting to save St. Mary's in New West. It was just incredible because he couldn't take the heat. So we're looking forward to hearing that the health authority is going to replace him. And, you know, there's Gary Bettman's out there. I'm sure he's not doing anything these days. And somebody else who's available would be Jean Chrétien with his autographed golf ball. So I'm sure the Fraser Health Authority won't have the same challenges we have in finding administrators. You know, and then they announce a huge expansion of the emergency at Surrey Memorial. Probably a good idea, but who's going to staff it? What measures are going to be taken to replace the 600 long-term care beds closed in the Fraser Health Authority since 2002? And what about more appropriate care models so we don't have the lineups that emerge? Well, the new Minister of Health, Shirley Bond, she's more like Inspector Clouseau. She's still out there searching for the 5,000 beds. And it's no wonder that there is no money for low-cost housing for the Olympics. This is a huge surprise. The last time the feds gave the BC government money for low-cost housing, they spent it on assisted living. They stole the money and used it for the wrong purposes. But, you know, finally, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. It's May 17th. And on election day, as healthcare workers and people of care in this province, we have to issue pink slips to Gordon Campbell and the 75 silent members in that legislature. We have to stop the privatization and erosion of public health care. But you know, this is the fight of our lives. This is our war. We have to prevent the death of Medicare because that's what's on the agenda. And Campbell's last budget, I mean, this man is like a carny trying to sell you elixir to quell the fever and develop collective amnesia. It's like the last 4 years never happened. Listening to it, it was like a revival meeting. Just believe in the golden decade and everything will be fine. But you know, the buttons that both unions put out, people aren't believing Gordocchio anymore. They've had it with them. And I was also very pleased to see that your website refers to Deceive BC. That's my other button there. And what's really interesting, you know, if you go into Google, if you forget Deceive BC, you go into Google and you punch in Gordon Campbell, it says see Deceive BC. So we need to use the facts and work together because it's not just about one union. It's not just about working people. It's about our vision of what we want.